Hey there, podcast listeners. We will get to the Greek death metal and centenary episode in a minute, but I just wanted to pop in here at the outset to express my sincere gratitude to all of you for listening over the last 100, which I think is technically 104 and 100, or 105, but whatever, episodes of this podcast. A couple weeks back, we went over 150,000 downloads, which is crazy to me. And yes, since there was some confusion on Twitter, that's total, not per episode. Because frankly, if we were doing 150,000 downloads an episode, I can only imagine that I would personally be doing something horribly wrong. I want this to be the Velvet Underground of Mets podcasts, only a few thousand listeners, everyone starts playing shortstop or something. And I promise to keep doing this as long as you keep listening and no one is stupid enough to offer me a job in baseball. I think we are all safe on that last part. Anyway, let's get on with the show, but on behalf of myself, Rob, Greg, Chris, the Steves, Alex, Matt Cowan, Robot Eric Simon, and Sightbot, I raise my glass of 100 proof, okay, technically 124 proof, bourbon to you. Cheers. Salutations, Mets fans, and welcome to episode 100 of Amazing Avenue Audio, the official podcast of your SB Nation New York Mets site, Amazing Avenue. I cannot believe we have done 100 of these, or myself and various people. I don't know how many I've actually done out of the 100, and it's more than 100, but it's episode 100. Anyway, I'm your host, babbling as usual, Jeffrey Paternostro, with me this week for our milestone 100th episode is Greg Karam. Greg, this week, it was announced that Fred Wilpon is the new chair of the MLB Finance Committee. So we're gonna shake up the opening question a little bit this week. It's not a question per se. I know it's been over a decade since either of us took the SATs. We have an SAT analogy. If Rob was here, I would preface it as a little bit of a match game. So I'm sure that's something he watches on the Game Show Network. I could see him just like bundled up in bed at like 9 o'clock watching match game reruns. But it goes a little like this. Fred Wilpon is to chair of the MLB Finance Committee, as blank is to chair of the blank.
Oh boy. Well, obviously we're talking about, you know, if I was to work this like an SAT problem, you know, we're obviously talking about somebody who's not well equipped for the chairmanship of the thing that they're going to be doing. So
yes, thanks for explaining the joke.
Hey, you know, gotta roll with it. So I'm going to say, you know, Jeff Wilpon may be doing sensitivity training for, you know, employees learning how to, you know, behave appropriately in the workplace.
It'd be like that Office episode.
Yeah, there you go.
So there's a lot of different ways I can go with this. I thought about doing a soccer reference. There's always pro wrestling. And there's always the Mountain Goats, too. You know, three of my four favorite things. And I'm drinking a glass of bourbon, so we've covered everything. And it was just announced today that the Mountain Goats are releasing a album solely of songs about pro wrestling. So I am in the zone. But we're going to keep it somewhat accessible and try to stay on the beaten path. Keep episode 100 under 100 minutes. And another unsurprising answer from me, Gabriel Yanoa and chair of the Society of Bearded Gentlemen. Which is a thing, according to Google.
That's surprising, but I would say
it's not surprising that exists.
No, but I would say that you know, his beard took a step up last year, and
it couldn't have gotten much worse. So
yeah,
I do want to say though, with all, you know, we made a lot of jokes on Mets Twitter about the Fred Wilpon situation, just unmitigated snark and sarcasm. That's maybe unbecoming of us as a fan base. But at least one news source, Mets news source out there, just dryly reported the news that Fred Wilpon was chair of the Finance Committee with no unnecessary sarcastic commentary. So I salute you, Mets blog. This is episode 100. We're off to a roaring start. A lot of ways to go with the episode title as well. I was tempted to call it a Century of Fakers after the Belle and Sebastian song. Primarily for the lyric, I will drop you straight away. Oh, that's the chance you're going to take for every stupid thing you say, which I think is very appropriate to this podcast over our last 100 or 104 episodes, whatever it is. I could have gone back and counted, but I didn't. Not a surprise there, because it's a pretty regular edition of Mason Avenue Audio, because, as we've said before on the podcast, we never plan more than a week in advance for anything. Not even, like, counting the number of episodes we've actually done for a little opening, as part of our opening remarks for episode 100. We still have the title. That is how we roll. We do have the title of the episode. A lot of ways you can go. You know, if you want to take it as sort of the 2000 season, if you're so inclined, there's a Bobby Jones one-hitter. A variety of other exciting things.
Yeah.
But, given the current mood in Metsdom, Mets fandom, we're going with the Armando Bleepin' Benitez edition.
Mm.
Which probably needs no further explanation.
No, it does not.
So it would have been nice as part of our celebration. This isn't very celebratory. We're just doing a regular episode. But for the purposes of this conceit, it would be nice if the Mets had given us some actual news to talk about, Greg.
Well, I don't know if that's going to be happening anytime soon. They might be done.
It doesn't look that way. So we will kick things off and turn it into a little bit of a Nationals podcast. I did consider starting the episode with the Bad Brains classic Band in D.C., but Eric yells at me when I use actual music that we don't have the rights to. So you can call it Federal Baseball Audio. Call it what you will. We'll talk a little bit about the Max Scherzer deal. Signed with the Nationals this week for 7 years and $210 million, or 14 years and $210 million, depending on how you want to do your accounting. We're talking about what it means for the Mets, if anything. And then we'll answer your emails. We have some emails on the Mets finances, so yes, we will talk in a little bit of Yoan Moncada and the seven-figure video board. No, it's not getting its own segment, nor is Gonzalez Hermen getting traded to the Rangers, and I consider them on par in terms of Mets stories I will talk about in January.
Yeah.
So that's the agenda for episode 100. We'll kick things off with some podcast trivia, Greg.
Oh,
yeah, you have no you have no chance of getting this. So, my first episode of this illustrious podcast was episode 4, where Rob and I talked about our the Amazing Avenue 2012 Mets prospect list. Who were the first two Mets I mentioned on air in that podcast in January of 2012?
Well, it's got to be...
No, we do it at the end of the show. The rules are still the same. You have time to think.
Oh, thanks. That's going to help me.
So while you ruminate on that, and whatever wrong answer you're going to come up with, we'll talk a little bit about Max Scherzer. And I want to frame the discussion this way before we get into, you know, what does it mean for the Mets? Was it a good deal? And the actual unique structure of the deal. What are the Nationals getting in Max Scherzer? You know, a few weeks ago on the podcast, we had a question about that, and I've sort of been beating the drum. The Mets should have signed an elite starter because if they weren't going to upgrade at shortstop, which they're clearly not, the market, free agent market, was more loaded with arms than shortstops, and the upgrade from, you know, one of Nischke and Cologne to, say, Max Scherzer was about as large of an upgrade as Wilmer Flores to whoever they could have gotten in trade. So I'm going to frame it this way. How many pitchers, just we'll start with just the 2015 season. How many pitchers in baseball would you rather have on your team than Max Scherzer?
There's only like maybe two. I mean, yeah, and you know what? One of them I was going to say Yu Darvish, but he's a guy who just coming off an arm injury. So there's really not that many. You know, he's a top 10 pitcher.
I honestly, the guys I would clearly take over Max Scherzer for 2015, I think my list is Clayton Kershaw, Felix Hernandez, and that might be it.
Yeah, I mean,